Hi, everybody. My name's Auntie Jane, and I'd like to begin by paying my respects to the traditional custodians of this land where we are meeting upon today, for its elders and past and present, and even for the South Agassiz people who have passed away and who are still here today on Aboriginal land. Thank you from Auntie Jane.
And I'd like to recognise all the past and present of the self-advocates have worked entirely over the years to get their human rights, and we must think about the ones who've been upstairs, have done their time, and now we've taken their place in what we do today. Thank you.
Welcome to 2026. Hope you had a fantastic new year, and welcome back to Raising Our Voices.
Yeah. On 3CR 855 AM, 3CR digital radio and 3CR.org.au. We are a self-advocate radio show run by people with disabilities.
Today we are talking about education. We'll be talking about life experience versus school. I am Chris, and I'm from Habersay Bendigo.
I'm James from Reinforce, and also on the MIDA committee, and also part of Raising Our Voices.
And my name is Amanda, and I'm involved in with lots of other groups, but as well as subcommittees at the same time. And apparently, I am the foundation member of Raising Our Voices, started about over 38 years ago in August, but that's to put a story short.
Yes, I am Simon, Somo, and I'm lovely to see you all, and it's only a relatively new to the studio, so welcome.
Hello, everyone. My name is Heather, and I'm from Reinforce South Advocacy and Positive Powerful Parents.
I'm Louise, and I'm from Habersay Bendigo.
Hi there. My name is Michael, and I am both part of Rainbow Rights as a member and its peer worker, and I'm also a member of Rainbow United.
Cool.
Hi, I'm Shona, and I'm a member of Habersay Bendigo.
We are going to talk about people's experience with education. Education is a human right for everyone.
Yeah.
Hmm. I was really good at maths, and then in 2016, I did a course. It was just literacy and numeracy that I did, and I was trying to learn how to read and write, but the only thing I was good at in that class was just maths. I was better at maths than reading and writing. In a lot of books, I don't understand words at all. Not at all. I'm terrible at spelling. I have to do a lot of stuff, and it's just too hard, but I try really hard to read a book sometimes when I want to.
I also did a literacy and numeracy course as well at one of the neighbourhood houses, which I felt it was good to do literacy and numeracy. And I think I did good. And I also did a computer course at a neighbourhood house as well.
I also did a community services course back in probably 2011. It was a community services course pathway.
Ooh.
So it just touched on a few things. It didn't really talk about a lot. It was sort of working a bit more like an appetizer for the next course, or if you wanted to do more of community services.
That just reminded me of an old from government department many years ago.
Yeah. And then I did a food handlers course, even though, of course, I'm not going to be working making chocolate. I did a food handlers course at one of the neighborhood houses, and I had to provide my own aid. So back when Sandhurst was open, that was when I did it. So I had to provide my own aid, and the aid came from there because they thought probably using the support workers from there might be really good, because some of them knew me from when I was visiting friends there.
Yeah, I also did a cooking course at TAFE as well, I think,
Cool.
which I felt it was good. I learned how to cook different recipes.
That last comment is that definitely put up my cat ears again. In one day's and two of my days, it was, I won't mention a big group, it's a big youth group and that type of stuff. And one day I did the food handling course, and the next day I think I did the supervisor's course, and boy, was that an eye-opener, pal. I even used some of the skills today. But
Okay.
when I've still got my certificate in frame on my hallway hall. Yes, there's a song on the way, and it's called The Old School Yard by Cat Stevens. Take it away.
The song you've just heard was In Our Old School Yard by Cat Stevens. This song was chosen because it's all about school.
You're listening to Raising Our Voices on 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, and streaming at 3cr.org.au. Raising Our Voices is a radio show run by people with disabilities for people with disabilities. Nothing about us without us. Today we are talking about education, and we just talked about schooling education. Now we are going to talk about life experiences education.
What is life experience education mean to you guys?
I think it's going through an experience that you've only gone through, and then letting other people learn about it and get education around it. So if it happens to them, they'll know how to respond or get help.
Well, for me, education experience is something that we are still learning, because we will never stop learning. We watch the news and we learn what's going on in different countries. And I think that's what goes on in the schools these days.
And we all need to learn to read and write and do our maths and learn to stand up for our rights.
Very good.
I think life experience education is like when you're still, as an adult, still learning about things like how I'm still kind of learning about self-advocacy, and I'm teaching others how and what to do, and just in case others struggle to speak up, that's what I think it is.
Yes, I think so, Shona. Well
Yeah,
done.
way to go.
Okay, what are the some of the things you have learned from your life experience?
When I was in my last year of school or whatever, I was got on the train by myself when I went to school by myself, and boy, did I get into trouble for doing that. That's when you do things wrong and you're not meant to do it. Never since then, I've kind of learned the hard way. I learned to catch trams, buses, and all that over the years too. And I had my taxi driver on my phone. He's ring him up, take me to my Star Trek meeting, or that sort of stuff. Yay!
I've got a few taxi drivers on my phone too that I ring, and I only trust. But if I can't get any of them, I have to call the taxi company.
It's not a really good one, but I got my personal belongings stolen from me over 7 or 8 different times. And when I reported to the police, they didn't really take me seriously. And what I've learned from that is that I just got to be more mindful of what I have with me and maybe not have so much with me when I go out. And all, if I have to take anything, maybe keep it in a backpack or a handbag that goes over the body, that cross over the body.
Well, the best life experience that I've learned is to always be aware of your surroundings, like what's going on around you. Because I'm usually good at picking up when something is about to happen and I know what I need to do. Like I should just walk away from the situation and just not engage it.
I've learned that if, like, an argument between you and someone is going to happen, before it happens, walk off and don't get involved in it.
It's very good.
Yeah, I would also say no to strangers or getting into a stranger's car.
Oh, gee.
So would I. I
Yeah,
would
that's
say
right.
no getting into a stranger's car as well.
Yeah, that's you,
And
me too.
I also warn other people. I warn other people
Yeah.
to be careful.
Yeah,
I
that's
was wondering
right.
if you could be careful too, yeah.
For me, my life experience is with the amount of changes that I've had without my consent nor control.
Oh, what?
Living in the system being what's known as an award of state. After I got taken away, I have learnt not to trust all of my workers. I've learnt not to trust everything they say because not all of them are going to do what they say they're going to do, and not all of them are trustworthy.
Hey, that's no good.
About what Lulu said, I've also had dodgy support workers in the past,
Have
and
you?
I've also had dodgy support coordinators as well. So I really do have trust issues there.
Fair enough.
I also learned the same thing. Don't always trust support workers because I've had dodgy support workers as
Oh,
well.
gee, dodgy, huh?
Because there have been support workers that have not listened to me, and I've had to put a complaint in about them and tell them that I don't want them and I've wanted new ones that are better.
That's good, very good.
Yeah, well done.
Most of my time, I have good support workers support me. I've had two were a bit ducky ducky, so they wouldn't do what I wanted to do. So I rang the boss up and they got the sack because they didn't do what I wanted to do. They were doing something else and they're not meant to be doing. So if you get a bad support worker, stand up and advocate for yourself and ring the boss up. Those people don't work in the disability field, far as I know. Stand up.
And if that doesn't work, Amanda, then you can go higher up, then, can't you? And
Yep.
go
Oh, yep.
explain to the situation to the right people.
I was going to say about my life experience as well, too. In my life experience, I chose to live independently as I have been living independently for a long time, and it was my choice to live independently, and I think I did a good job of living independently.
That's very good.
What is a memory of your life experience?
A memory is when I used to live with my housemate and we were ha having arguments about almost anything and everything. So I just decided that's it, I need to go and live by myself. So now here I am living by myself
Hey,
in
that's
my own
good.
apartment.
That's good.
Hey, way to
And
go.
I can do whatever I want.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
My life experience was starting up, raising our voices over 38 years, and I've got a 38-year-old cassette tape with copy the very first show on Raising Our Voices. That lad was not going to walk out of my custody or my hands. So being involved in giving every person a voice is allowed to share their stuff, and I'm proud I made that decision, made it. It's been good. It's got new people here and new people, mate. Yeah, and I wish we could go on for a long, long, long time.
That's it.
The memories of like I and it's some of it's not good. I've had a really hard, I haven't had a really good life at all.
So
I've
good.
my life's been too hard since I was young. And but other things I've other life experiences that I've thought about that are good is just like I chose to live independently, but technically I do and technically not. Technically I live with mum, but living in a unit in the backyard. So it kind of is living independently, and that's what I wanted.
Yes, which is really good. And then you can go and, if you need it, ask for help because you don't have far to go, Shona.
Nah, and I even chose to have a pet, like my dog.
Oh, little Bow Wow, hey?
Shona is right there. Shona.
Amber's at, oh, I think Amber's in my mum's apartment, actually.
Hey.
She's, but she's so cute and she can be very cheeky, Amber can. But mum's partner's dog, Coco, is as cheeky as my dog. And Coco has followed in Amber's footsteps and started having a protective bark like Amber.
Oh.
And Coco comes into my unit every morning and runs around on my bed and licks me.
My fondest memory of my life would have been when I started living independently by myself, and it took me a while to settle where I'm living now because it's the first time I moved in. It took me a while to settle in. And I also learned how to travel by myself, and I learned how to make my own doctor's appointments, and I'm very good at time management.
Very good. And in Broome, in about 20 or so people in Broome living ocean, and it's a great experience. For many years. So it's good. I remember it's fondly. And life experience is very, like, beautiful and free. Yeah.
Where do you think you learned more, school or life experience?
I actually think I've kind of learned a lot from both, but I would definitely say that I did learn more from life experiences because I feel like, and I'm being completely honest here, I feel like you'd learn more like out in the real world than you would at school because when I was at school, I kind of felt like the education that was getting taught, about 90% of it wasn't even useful.
I think being a self-advocate and also just living by myself in my own apartment, I learn more than what I did in primary school and high school and in my TAFE years as well.
I think I learned more with life experience because of how I've been learning about animals by just researching by myself, and I've been teaching other people about them and learning about space and that, and I'm just really interested in it because I never give up at learning about things. And when I learn about animals and that by researching, I have to only research once and it stays in my mind. I never forget the facts that I've learned.
Good memory, eh?
No, it's great.
I learned how to travel independently, and I also learned how to travel to school independently as well. And I used to travel from school to home independently as well.
I've also learned how to travel independently. I know most of the bus routes, but there's one I'm still learning, and I'm doing it by myself.
And I also learned how to speak up as well.
Yeah, me too.
I think I learnt more with life experience, and I think that has sort of taught me a lot more in terms of how to survive with everything that has been happening for me and still goes on.
If you have only just tuned in, we are raising our voices on 3CR 855 AM. Today we talked about education and life experiences versus schooling. We may have talked about some stressful or triggering topics. This might have brought up some difficult feelings for some people listening today. If you need to talk to someone, please phone Lifeline on 131114, Beyond Blue 1300 224636, or call someone you trust.
Thank you all for listening to Raising Our Voices program on 3CR on 855 on the AM band. And Ren, I hope you've enjoyed the program, you guys, out on Radio Land.
Raising Our Voices is a radio show run by people with disabilities for people with disabilities. Nothing about us without us. Join us next month. Stay tuned to 3CR.
Bye.
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 Bye-bye.
Now I'm getting my hot cup of
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.